The Bahraini regime continues its crackdown on dissidents, this time by summoning prominent rights defender Nabil Rajab only a few months after he ended a two-year term in prison. In an email to his supporters on Wednesday, Rajab broke the news, adding that he had been charged with inciting hatred against the Al-Khalifa regime. Rajab, who is the president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, said it is very possible security forces may raid his home at any moment. According to the activist, the new allegation could land him in jail for a couple of years. Back in 2012, Rajab was convicted for writing an online post against the Bahraini king. Well, Mr. Nabil Rajab himself now joins us live via Skype from the Bahraini capital, Manama. And of course, he is a human rights activist, as we said there. Mr. Rajab, I wanted to hear in your own words, what exactly have you heard about these this new charges, I guess, that are being brought against you?
Well, as you have mentioned, that I was summoned today morning to attend the police station. And I received that at 9:30, where it says that I have to be there at 9 o'clock. So I didn't make it today, and I'm going to go Sunday after the weekend. And I came to know then the charges against me is incitement of hatred against the regime. And as you know, also, I'm waiting to serve my six-month sentence for the tweet that I have made. And the appeal is the coming Wednesday. And this comes as a new case, and this it's the second case maybe in this year, and the case number 7 or 8 in the 3 years' time brought against me. And as you mentioned, that I've served 2 years and I have 6 months more to go now. And this is again a new case. And it's very clear now, the government, they don't want to leave us alone, because all the human rights defenders now behind bars or they are in exile. I remain one of the few people who are inside talking. And there doesn't seem any kind of tolerance to criticism or to writing or saying anything against the policy of government. I don't have any army. I'm not part of any political group. What I have is my pen and my tongue. And I speak and I write. And that they see it as a threat, because advocating for human rights, culture and awareness among the people. And that's why I'm being punished by my government.
As Mr. Rajab, of course, as you just said there, you've just come out of a two-year prison term. What does this do to your morale going forward vis-a-vis your work towards, you know, getting human rights and freedoms for your own peoples? Does it discourage you?
Well, I'm very much determined. I'm from a family who all are determined and of support to me. And the community that I'm working with, the human rights community, in Bahrain, in the region, internationally, all of them supporting my work. And I do believe in my struggle for democracy in this part of the world. And I know very clear, taking this path is not an easy thing. Fighting dictators and the repressive regime who ruled, treated people like slaves for 200 years, and now you're asking them to treat people in equal manners, talk about equality, justice, human rights and democracy. This is something very new to those government, repressive government. So I know it's not an easy thing, and I know it's a difficult thing, and I know it's a costly thing, but I'm willing to pay that cost, and I'm very much determined to continue my fight to bring justice to this part of the world. And yes, it is tiring to spend many years in jail and many years banned from traveling, harassed, my family, children, my wife at work, and my house, my business. But again, all of it worth nothing, because I'm fighting for a better future for my nation, for my second generation, for my children, to see democracy being applied in this part of the world. And all the difficulties me and many people are willing to take to have a better future for my nation.
And finally, Mr. Rajab, what needs to happen now, do you think, for that better future that you speak about? Even though, of course, we're seeing these charges brought against you, we've, of course, seen Sheikh Ali Salman in jail now for a while, and other, of course, human rights activists, as well as the Al-Khawaja family, etc.
Well, I'm happy and with the work my people are doing and the determination that they have. But what is making our job difficult and our life and struggle difficult is the reaction from the international community, the silence of the international community. silence from the international media, who looked at their business as more priority than our human rights. Those governments who've seen their arms sales and business with Bahrain government and Saudi more important than human rights. That is the most difficult thing in our struggle. But again, that is also, there is a positive thing about it, is that we're creating a lot of awareness day by day. As I'm speaking to you, Press TV, I spoke earlier to a different channel. We're bringing more awareness in countries like UK, where they played very negative role in supporting the repressive regime and opposing our struggle for democracy. So by talking a lot, that brings a lot of awareness to the societies that we have a problem with their government. And I'm also determined, I'm sure, that and confident that could be changed in the coming month and years. But somebody has to do it, somebody has to take the lead, somebody has to be ahead, and there are people who are willing to do that now and willing to pay the cost.
Very well, we'll leave it there at that, Mr. Rajab. But of course, we do hope that you remain safe, and we of course appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us today. That was Mr. Nabil Rajab, human rights activist, who is speaking to us live from the Bahraini capital, Manama.